Colin Campbell ventured the thought that in this future that local communities and perhaps even the individual states in the United States will become more important. Do you think large countries like the U.S. or Canada or Russia can even sustain themselves as political structures in a low-energy world?
Ultimately, no. In a world without fossil fuels, I doubt that large political entities like the United States will be able to maintain themselves. And I think that's probably a good thing. It seems to me that democracy flourishes at the local level and perishes when the scale becomes so large that the individual voice is completely lost. And who knows how that transition will shake out. I think probably we need to be reinventing our political systems from the ground up anyway. The national machinery of government has become so ossified and fossilized that virtually no good can come from it these days anyway. So as far as I'm concerned, the sooner it runs out of gas and grinds to a halt, the better. But I think that there are many people who have been experimenting with alternative means of organization and decision making, grassroots democracy, decision making at the level of a small group. There's been a great deal of useful theorizing about this among anarchist philosophers, relatively large political units, perhaps not the size of U.S., can be built up through direct delegate democracy, which involves real face-to-face decision making and allows much less room for power politics.
Any particular individuals or books along that line you'd care to recommend?
Kirkpatrick Sale wrote a book on human scale that was very good in that regard. Oddly enough, there is one book that's very difficult to find. It's called The Green Book, and it's by Muammar Gaddafi, of all people. And while I've never been to Libya, I have no idea if his theories have actually been put into practice there. In The Green Book, he actually describes the process of direct delegate democracy, and it's actually a very forward-thinking philosophy that he describes in this little book. I can't help wondering, reading it, whether his advocacy of direct democracy is one of the reasons that he's been labeled as such a pariah in the international community, particularly by the U.S. But that's a matter of speculation. All I know is what he wrote.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't seem to stand for election very often, so we have to wonder whether he's practicing what he preaches.
I would be interested sometime in taking a visit over there to find out if in fact he practices what he preaches. I understand he drives around Tripoli in an old Volkswagen Bug, which is kind of encouraging, instead of the giant Mercedes limousine or something.